Do you sell stuff on Amazon, eBay, BigCommerce, your own website? Then you need ShipStation, a popular choice of online sellers across Australia. No matter where you sell, ShipStation automatically imports your orders, making them easier to manage. Plus, they help you get the lowest rates from all the top carriers, including Australia Post. Now you can try ShipStation free for 30 days. Plus, get a special bonus when you use the code SHIPPING. To learn more, go to ShipStation.com, click on the microphone and enter shipping.
Welcome back to Racing Pulse. Time to have a chat to Jamie Lovett, who would have been a relieved man early this morning when he found out that Articus was on the flight heading to Brisbane in preparation for his run in the Doomben Cup on Saturday. Good morning, Jamie. How are you going?
Yeah, morning, Michael. How are you, mate?
Oh, I'm very well. It's been a nervous wait, no doubt, to see if Articus can get on that cargo flight to Brisbane.
Just part of our week these days, mate. We're just waiting here.
Make the trip well?
Yeah, apparently, mate, he got up there, the three horses, Darren travelled up, so they've arrived in good order, and now we're just going to hope we squeeze into the field. So I'm pretty confident we will, but I think acceptances will be out in the next half hour.
Next half hour, so from your calculations, you think he'll be right?
I think he just squeezes in, mate. Just depends, as you know, with these feature race norms, you don't know who's going to accept, but on the count that we did, I'd say he'd squeeze in.
Okay. Gee, was impressive at Flemington. Makes you wonder how they put up $11 when he started about fourth favourite in a Caulfield Cup. But were you surprised at the performance he put in? Was he, in your mind, a run short?
Oh, look, I wasn't surprised in hindsight because, as you know, I've got a good opinion of the horse. But I guess going from 7 furlong to 1,800 second up, and we were a little bit guarded. But when he travelled so sweet, and, you know, I had a feeling when they turned for home that you'd see that. But it's always, you know, it's easy in hindsight, Michael, but he's a very good horse. And Darren had been pleased with the way he really turned the corner in that three-week period. And we thought he'd run well.
Okay. So for Articus coming out of that, has Weary told you he's taken much improvement?
Yeah, well, he had his last gallop on the grass yesterday morning, and I believe he was particularly pleased with his work. So he's certain, being a stallion too, Michael, obviously that, you know, he takes a bit of work, so by virtue of that, he's certainly going to have come on and taken good improvement from the run. So, and getting out to 2,000 won't hurt him. I think that's probably in Europe, that was his pet trip. Mm. So I understand there's rain coming, which won't go against him either, because he does like to get his toe in. So, yeah, provided he's well on the day, I think he'll run a good race.
Gee, a Group 1 would be very valuable for him. As you mentioned, he's a stallion. After the Doomben Cup, have you looked farther afield?
Oh, look, to be fair, they're very difficult to place, these horses. As you know, we won that race before with a horse called Marwingo, who was a very good horse, but he's only covering a small group of mares down in Tasmania at the moment, doing a fantastic job looking at his foals, but commercially it's very hard to get these staying horses at home.
So, fast forward to the spring, if he comes through Brisbane well, what type of race this time around would you be targeting for Articus?
Oh, look, I mean, it's obviously a long, we've got a long road ahead of us before we get to a spring carnival. But if he were to perform well in Brisbane, and obviously, as I say, his distance is 1.25 miles, so a race like the McKinnon would be a race I think Darren would target with Articus.
Well, he's one international who's come out here and performed well. You've got a number of others, but gee, you must have been excited with Red Cardinal, because we were talking to you last year in the lead-up to spring about Articus and Red Cardinal. Red Cardinal stayed home, and it looks like it's a decision that's paid dividends.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, it was forced upon us, and as again, hindsight, it may have been a blessing, because he spiked it. He was getting loaded onto the truck to go down to Newmarket from Andreas' home in Goodislow, and they obviously couldn't quarantine because he had a temperature. So we pulled him back, and then we elected to run him late in the season in Germany, and he was a little bit stiff. He would have had to win that race just to get for Greg to give him a handicap to make the field. So and he was an unlucky second, but we elected to leave him there. He's just had a long, slow prep, obviously come through the European winter, and he's had a long, slow prep, which culminated in his run on Sunday night, which we're very relieved just to see him back at the races, but to win the way he did, it's got everyone quite excited.
Yeah, well, it was a great run. If you haven't seen it, make sure you get on racing.com and have a look at it, and that helps him book his ticket for the Melbourne Cup. What's the process now to get him out here for the spring? Is he heading to the States?
Yeah, well, look, the race club at Hutton Garden, they entered into an arrangement with Belmont Park in New York that became an invitation. They lifted the status from a Group 3 to a Group 2 race and lifted the prize money. And as a result of that, he's gained an invitation to the race on the 9th of June in New York. It's a $400,000 two-mile race. So provided he does well this week, Andreas has decided that we'll take up the invitation. So he'll head over there. After that, he'll go back to Europe and probably have another run prior to going into quarantine for the Melbourne Spring.
Okay, and would he be first up in a race like the Melbourne Cup, or would you be looking at having a prep run out here as well?
Look, I need to make that decision obviously early, because obviously with the quarantine arrangements changing in recent time, in years gone by, you always had 3 weeks, you'd come out on Caulfield Cup Day, but now you've only got the 2 weeks, so I know Andreas isn't keen, like a lot of these European trainers, he's not keen to run 2 weeks out from the Melbourne Cup. So he may well go straight into the Melbourne Cup, which we'd prefer not to. You know, historically, we've always been a big believer, and even going back to protectionists, we'd convince Andreas to run in the Herbert Power just to give him a run in Australia. So ideally, we'd like to do that, but you know, depending on what his preparation is, he may get a run into him just prior to entering into quarantine in Newmarket, and that may suffice. But obviously, there's a lot of water under the bridge between now and then.
And at this stage, how many others from OS would you be maybe looking at bringing across for the spring?
Oh, we're hoping to bring another one, possibly two, out with Andreas. Ideally, these horses, it's good to have a mate, particularly in quarantine, where they can work together and come out. So we haven't made any final decisions on them yet, but certainly that would be the ideal scenario. And yeah, all being well, they'd join Big Duke with Darren Weir in the Melbourne Cup.
And how is Big Duke going in his little break?
Yeah, look, he's having a well-deserved rest. Darren was only saying the other day, sort of his first real time he's had his head down since he arrived. Look, he did all that on one prep from England. So he's an exciting horse for his owners coming the spring.
What about Mongolian Wolf? What did you make of his run at Caulfield? Have we got to the bottom of what occurred?
Yeah, look, too bad to be true. But like with that, you generally find a reason. And he scoped. He had pharyngitis, as I understand it. So whether that's enough to be that bad, or he might have just come to the end. But Darren's just going to have a good look at him this week. And we'd like to push on to Queensland. But certainly, if he's had enough, he's had enough. But if he's okay and he bounces back this week, we'll probably run him in Queensland next Saturday. Mm-hmm. And then if he was to race well, then he'd push on to the Queensland Derby.
Okay, and how's Tyson Staden going?
Yeah, fantastic. He's the only commented how good he looks. So, again, we just need a trouble-free prep with him, and you'll see the best of him in the spring. So he'll be, obviously, with having been lightly raced again in the autumn, he'll get up early and probably have him ready for a 7 furlong race early in the spring.
Okay, $1 million, 7 furlong race?
Not sure there.
The Memsie?
that's obviously the logical race. So, but yeah, haven't sort of made any decisions. But certainly that would be high on the radar.
All right, Jamie. Anything else our punters can look forward to in the coming days? Anything else going around on the weekend that you like?
Nah, look, we've got a mare there with Chris Lee's Brooke Road. She'll head up for a stakes race in Queensland. But outside of her, a little bit quiet this weekend. We sort of fired a lot of bullets in Scone up last Friday, winning a couple of races, which is good for the owners, but a little bit quiet this week.
Always good to get an update, Jamie.
Thanks, Mark.
Do you sell stuff on Amazon, eBay, BigCommerce, your own website? Then you need ShipStation, a popular choice of online sellers across Australia. No matter where you sell, ShipStation automatically imports your orders, making them easier to manage. Plus, they help you get the lowest rates from all the top carriers, including Australia Post. Now you can try ShipStation free for 30 days. Plus, get a special bonus when you use the code SHIPPING. To learn more, go to ShipStation.com, click on the microphone and enter SHIPPING.